Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Easy gospel, right? It has all the subtlety of an old-fashioned TV Western. The Pharisee wears the black hat of self-congratulating pride. Oh God, I thank you. I am not like the rest of humanity. While the tax collector wears the white hat of humble contrition. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So which one do you identify with? The Pharisee? Probably not. The humble tax collector. You know, we're all broken, and we want to know that our sorrow brings mercy. But wait a moment. What if people were just a little bit more like the Pharisee and literally gave 10% to church and charity? Can you imagine how much good could be done? If people fasted twice a week and prayed really seriously three times a day with many blessings besides, how powerful their prayer would be? The Pharisees were perazim, set apart, and they were greatly, greatly admired. While the tax collectors were roundly detested as traitorous leeches and agents of Roman oppression. Sure, it was a living, but unless you were a chief tax collector, not a great one. Who wants to be that hated? Jesus' parable surprised his hearers. Was the Pharisee's self-serving prayer a greater sin than all the tax collector's many faults? Jesus must have made a mistake. He justified the wrong person. This gospel is a trap. It traps us into identifying with the tax collector and thinking, thank God I am not like that hypocritical Pharisee. And in that moment, the parable says, gotcha. The parable traps me into judging. And in the judging, I become the Pharisee. Oh God, I thank you. I am not like Cal Berkeley students, rabid Trump supporters, duped Hillary fans. I thank you, God, I am not like, and you fill in the blank. You know, this gospel is much more than a lesson in humility. It points to the root of all systemic violence. The moment we divide humanity into us versus them, we weigh, we measure, we divide, we judge. Don't you think Jesus was serious when he said, be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate? Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. This parable's a trap. And Luke told us it was. Up front, Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Now, righteousness is any convinced rightness we cling and claim. Anything that lets us label and hold anyone as somehow less. Luke is bold, and his Greek is unyielding. Make your own rightness, and you create this temptation that leads to really despising someone else or holding them with less respect. We see it in our politics. When we buy our identity and worth at the expense of some other party, class, or characteristic. And so we too easily embrace the addictive habit of anger. and we will walk away unjustified. We see it in our religions. We insert our righteousness by comparing ourselves to others' failures. And we too easily embrace the addictive habit of judging. And we will walk away unjustified. It's so easy to judge. Oh God, I thank you, I am not like the rest. But how can we stand before God if we refuse to stand with each other? Did you notice that the Pharisee's thinking distorted his praying? The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. What? He spoke this prayer to himself. Where was his heart? On himself. Who was he praying to? The Greek is explicit, to himself. Was he really thankful? Only when he started comparing himself. Now, the Pharisee wasn't a terrible man, but he forgot that there are no self-made men and women in this world. We all stand on the shoulders of so many others. We live with God's breath, and we are graced more than we ever realize. Our righteousness is not our doing, but God's gift. The gift is always, always offered, always being given, but it only becomes real by deciding to receive it. I love what Pope Francis says. God's judgment is always forgiveness. God never gets tired of forgiving. It's that we get tired of asking for forgiveness. So you see, sin here is more than law-breaking. It's a failed relationship with God, a divine friendship we've taken for granted. The Pharisee strove to be good. He did it himself and lost sight of the God in the striving. While the hated tax collector walked away totally justified, he broke open his heart and with downcast eyes prayed, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Now, I don't say all this to lay some burden on you, quite the opposite. Lighten up. Let God love you and lead you. Keep your focus right there on the Lord. Keep your focus on the Lord. And let Him do the transformation. This parable is about prayer. Well, how should I pray? With utter simplicity and directness. Lay your heart before the Lord. Be simply before the Lord without comparing, judging, even judging yourself. Just be before the Lord. Give Him the quiet to speak to your heart. Give Him the silence where He may answer that question, "Lord, what do you want me to know? What do you want me to do?" How should we pray? Learn to pray with others. Shared prayer teaches hearts. Shared hearts changes lives. In Walter Wangerin's The Major is Empty, young Matthew is driving home from the store with his mom. They talked about his growing up and how he used to steal comic books. Matthew said, "But you know, Mom, I haven't stolen comic books for a long, long time." And his mother said, "I know." And she drew out the word for gratitude. "I know." Matthew mused a moment and then said, "Do you know why I stopped stealing?" "Sure," said his mother, "because Dad spanked you." "No, Mom," said Matthew. He shook his head at his mother's mistake. "No, but because Dad cried." Because Dad cried. In his tears, Matthew's dad shared his real prayer for his son with his son. Those tears were a prayer. It changed his son. It's easy to project our anger onto God. God in Jesus wants to project his love unto us. How can we stand before God if we refuse to stand with each other when God always, always, always stands with each one of you? God shared his tears. He made them visible on the cross. He shares them still from this altar. Do you not see them?
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.